Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine an AI-powered humanoid robot,
Right.
capable of really intricate movements, intelligent conversation, and priced at an astonishing $5,900.
Yeah.
It sounds like pure science fiction, doesn't it? Almost, well, maybe too good to be true.
It does a bit, yeah.
But it's real. And today we're diving deep into this Unitree R1
Yeah.
to figure out how this is even possible.
Well, the really groundbreaking thing here is the price, like you said. I mean, you look at competitors, Tesla's Optimus, Figure AI,
Yeah, they're talking big numbers.
big numbers, 20,000, maybe up to $100,000, and Unitree just comes in and, well, redefines expectations completely.
It's industry shattering, really.
Absolutely. This kind of affordability, it's not just a small step down, it's like a fundamental shift. It could, democratize the whole field.
Like an iPhone moment for
Yeah,
humanoid robots.
exactly. That's a good way to put it. It just opens up so many possibilities for, well, for innovation.
That price difference is
Yeah.
just, yeah, astounding. So Unitree, they've got history here, right? Disrupting the market with affordable stuff like their G1 robot dog, which was super
I
popular.
do.
So what's their secret sauce? How do they pull this off with a full humanoid, especially against these really well-funded competitors? What's the advantage?
Well, if you kind of connect the dots, a huge factor is their commitment to vertical integration. They design and make most of the core components themselves in-house.
Right, control the whole process.
Exactly. And that strategy, plus, you have China's broader national push towards mass producing humanoids.
Ah, interesting. That context matters.
It really does. It allows for super aggressive pricing, rapid development. So they're presenting the R1 as a real working smart companion, walks, talks, understands voice commands, sees its surroundings.
Wow, so it's not just efficiency, it's like a whole strategic alignment. Powerful combo for that price. Okay, so bearing that in mind, let's talk about the robot itself, because
Yeah.
this is where it gets really interesting. The actual capabilities.
Mm.
It's not some big, clunky industrial thing. The R1 is ultra lightweight. 25 kilos, that's what, 55 pounds?
Yeah, very light.
Stands about 121 centimeters, so 4'2". And it boasts 26 degrees of freedom.
Which is a lot of joints, a lot of movement potential.
Exactly. Remarkable range of motion for its size. And it's smart, too. Integrates with a large multimodal model.
Yeah.
So you get GPT-powered conversations, face tracking.
And perception. It's got binocular cameras, a depth camera, 3D LiDAR.
So it can really see and understand the world around it.
And under the hood, it's got a robust 8-core CPU and GPU. Plus, there's an option for an NVIDIA Jetson Orin module, especially for the educational versions.
Okay, so serious processing power there.
Which hints at its deeper purpose, right? Yes, the demos show it doing cartwheels, handstands, even that world-first kip up.
Which look amazing, by the way.
They do. But that agility, that lightweight design, it's a deliberate engineering choice. It helps keep the cost down, yes, but crucially, it also makes it safer to have around people.
Right. Safety is a big factor in homes or labs.
It's a huge factor.
Okay. So with all these impressive specs, the agility demos, the natural question comes up. I mean, you might be asking yourself, great, it can do a cartwheel, but can it like vacuum my floor?
Yeah. The practical stuff.
Can it run the washing machine, fold my laundry? Those acrobatic feats are captivating, for sure. But they do make you wonder about the, day-to-day usefulness in a regular home.
Well, yeah, and that actually touches on something called Moravec's paradox.
Okay, what's that?
It's this fascinating idea that robots often find tasks easy, that humans find hard, like complex calculations, or yeah, even backflips,
Right.
but they struggle with things we find intuitively easy, common sense reasoning, fine motor skills in a messy, unstructured environment like folding clothes.
So the hard stuff is easy, the easy stuff is hard. For robots.
Kind of, yeah, that's the paradox.
Right.
So, despite the cool acrobatics, the R1 isn't quite ready to be your household helper. Not yet.
And Unitree has been pretty open about this.
Okay, transparency is good.
Yeah, they've said it's still actively developing. The final products might look different. It's not, being sold today as a fully functional home companion.
Right. So, what does this all mean for you, the listener? If you step back from the flashy demos and the smart companion marketing, the R1, right now, its core identity. It's not really a personal butler yet.
No.
Its immediate and incredibly powerful role seems clear. It's a high-performance hardware platform, a tool.
An enabling technology, or like you said earlier, maybe a blank canvas.
Exactly. Aimed squarely at developers, researchers, educational institutions.
Yeah.
That seems to be the real target.
And what's really key here is Unitree's explicit support for what they call secondary development.
They offer an open SDK, a software development kit, basically a toolkit for programmers to build their own custom apps for the robot easily. And it's compatible with popular frameworks like Python and ROS.
So they want people to build on it.
Absolutely. And here's a crucial advantage, especially for developers in universities.
Yeah.
The R1 uses the same control stack as Unitree's more expensive models.
Oh, so what you develop on the cheap R1.
Could potentially be transferred and scaled up pretty seamlessly to their bigger, more powerful industrial-grade robots. That's a huge deal for development pathway.
Yeah, it is a big deal. So, okay, summing up a bit. The Unitree R1, it's definitely real. It exists.
Undeniably.
And that $5,900 price point, it feels poised to seriously shake up the global humanoid robotics market.
Yeah.
It makes this advanced hardware accessible to way more people, more institutions.
And that broadened access, that could just light a fire under the whole field. Imagine way more people experimenting, tinkering, developing on humanoids.
Accelerating the whole industry's growth.
Exactly. Speeding up innovation, maybe pushing us faster towards Unitree's own vision of a humanoid agent AI avatar era, whatever that fully means.
It's exciting, if a little unknown.
For sure.
So here's the final thought to leave you with. If this blank canvas robot, this foundational tool, is out there now at this kind of unprecedented price, what incredible, maybe unforeseen applications will you and that global developer community dream up for it in the next few years? What comes next?